Now, beer, food, and cider are all coming together this Saturday at Olympic Park to mark the 2017 Gabs Festival, which has been quoted to be one of the best beer festivals in the world. And yet we're getting it right here in Sydney. Festival organiser Guy Greenstone is talking to us now. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Greenstone.
G'day, how are you going?
Very good, and how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Now, yes?
Go on, how are you doing?
Quite well. Now, the festival is described to be a true celebration of craft beer and ciders, creatively and diversity. What does this actually involve?
Well, I guess one of the main things that it involves is a whole bunch of fantastic brewers from around Australia, New Zealand, and other parts of the world making a beer especially for the occasion, or a cider especially for the occasion, and just pulling out all the stops and getting super creative and creating something amazing for just for us.
Yeah, I mean, apparently there's going to be festival beers and ciders which will be brewed especially for this year's festival. So can you give us an insight into what they may taste like?
Well, there's about 164 of them, and there's an incredible range. I was lucky enough to taste a few of them this last weekend, the Melbourne version of the event, and there were some incredible ones. Pirate Life did one which was they called a milkshake, and it was a pretty amazing beer. Tasted delicious. There was also one by Two Brothers Brewery, which was called Smoking Jacket. Akasha Brewery, which is a Sydney brewery, did a delicious beer called the New England IPA, and that was amazing as well. That's a pretty on-trend style as well, which is a really kind of a hop forward beer, but without being super bitter, and it's a style that's really really in vogue at the moment.
Now, you've got me hooked on this milkshake one, because I'm someone who can't drink milk, so the idea of having a beer that has this milkshake name sounds quite interesting to me.
Yeah, well, actually, it was extremely popular, and it was actually one of the first beers that we ran out of for the Melbourne event. So I think a lot of people agree with you in terms of its appeal.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, now, it's not just beer and ciders. You've also got a bit of food as well?
That's right. We've got about 15 food vendors that are making a whole bunch of different delicious foods. We've got Burgers by Josh. They're teaming up with Young Henry's brewery to do a collaboration. But of course, the food, which is obviously goes great with the beer and the cider, is one thing, but we also got some fantastic entertainment as well. And that's going to be a real treat. It's kind of like a carnival atmosphere and a carnival vibe. We've got all these wonderful entertainers lined up, including sort of roving acts, as well as live on the Little Creatures stage, where from time to time these different acrobats come and perform, and we've got some dancers coming on, and a whole bunch of fun stuff. That's really one of the highlights. It's, even if you only have a passing interest in beer, or not even interested in beer or cider at all, you can come along and you can have a fantastic day out.
Sounds great. I actually was lucky enough to go a few years ago, and yeah, there was a lot of, I remember playing like a giant Jenga game.
Yes, yeah, we've got fun and games as well. So we've got giant Jenga, we've got cornhole, we've got a couple of other little bits and pieces. But it's really just a fun day. It's like you said at the beginning, it's a celebration of beer and about how creative our brewers and our cider makers can be. But aside from that, it's just a wonderful day out with lots of games and entertainment and fun stuff. And just the vibe, it's electric. It's a lot of fun. I lost my voice in the first one, so I'm still, if I sound a little husky, it's because I did a lot of shouting, and I'm not actually sick, I'm just recovering.
Having a good time, I think, is what you're doing. So, as you said, so Melbourne you've already been to, you've also got Auckland, I believe, and Sydney. So how does Sydney's love of beer and cider compare to other cities in around the world?
Look, it's, you know, back when the sort of the craft beer revolution was really getting going, Sydney was probably a bit late to start, but it's caught up with a vengeance, and you know, the beer scene in Sydney is really strong. You've got fantastic breweries there. The inner west tends to be really dominant, but you've got some great breweries springing up all over the place, and very creative brewers. It's a really strong, healthy scene. Lots of great beer bars around town, and it's a really strong culture. It's you know, it's a more challenging place to for some brewers in some respects because it's harder to get around. But I think the people of Sydney are really embracing beer. And this year at the showgrounds in Homebush, you're going to see pretty much every beer lover and the people who are just beer curious ready to party and taste some amazing beer.
Yeah, I couldn't agree. Why do you think the beer has become so popular now? You know, lately it's this big boom and...
It's a good question. I reckon it's not isolated to beer, but I think it's more of a global phenomenon about more people really caring about where the things that they consume come from. So people are starting to really switch on to better quality products right across the board, whether it's better coffee, better food, obviously better wine. Small batch beer is no exception. So people are interested in the people behind the beer. They're interested in things that are made with quality in mind rather than just cost reduction in mind. And they're really, you know, I think the small nature of the production is really appealing to people's imagination, and they can, you know, they can see that so much effort and love and passion is put into these products that, you know, that people are, you know, really enjoying, all the fruits of all the brewers' labour. So it's really, it's actually, to be honest, not isolated to Australia either. This whole beer movement, it's been going nuts. In the US, it's been going nuts. In the UK, it's going nuts. In Europe, I just hosted some brewers at Gabs who are from Madrid in Spain. From Barcelona in Spain, and there's now over 600 breweries in Spain. So it's really happening kind of everywhere, which is just fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Now it's held this Saturday at Olympic Park. What time do you think people should be aiming to get there?
People should get there at midday for the midday. See, there's two sessions. There's one at midday or there's one at 6:30 p.m. Each session goes for 5 hours and tickets are available at gabsfestival.com. If you buddy up and you bring, you and four mates, you can get some really great discounts. Or if you and nine mates, you can get really, really, really good discounts. And it's a fun day out and I hope everybody has a ball.
Sounds great. Guy, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. We'll see you later.
Cheers. Bye. Cheers, mate.
Bye. That was Guy Greenstone, who's part of the Beer, Food and Cider Festival this weekend called Gabs. If you haven't already got your tickets, get down there because I went a few years ago and it is a lot of fun.